Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello, beautiful Sunday morning to you. This is a great day. This is a good day after all that cold weather. We finally got some summertime. I hope you set your clocks forward today because, you know, it's a clock change in time. So I'm glad that you have gathered with me today that we might worship the Lord together. So let's get right into our service today and do this beautiful song for you. It says, get sweeter and sweeter every day.
The more I trust Him, the more I love Him, nothing good for me He'll deny. The longer I know Him, the better I can show Him. I couldn't stop now if I tried. Oh, it gets sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly. Love is richer,
grace He gave me. He placed His love down deep in my heart. Great joy in knowing with Him I am going, and never more from Him to depart.
Oh, it gets sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly. His love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter as the days go by. Oh, it gets sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly. His love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter as the days go by. Oh, it gets sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly. His love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter, 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 sweeter as the days go by. You know it's sweeter, sweeter, sweeter as the days go by.
Yes, sir, His love gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Well, I was sitting here thinking as the years go by, I'm so glad that you've tuned my way today. I'm feeling great in my body and in my spirit. I'm feeling right on top of the world. And I'm having eye problems, but anyhow, God knows that, and God's taking care of me. And He's always seen, He's always known that I need protection, and He's always gave me His love, and it's always been a blessing. Well, I want to remember Louise and James today. I'm sorry to hear that James is having breathing problems, but anyhow, I'm praying for you, James. I hope that you're listening today, and Louise and Betty, Joe, and Ernie, I appreciate them. I appreciate all the people I heard from this week. Barry and Patty Harper, they're doing as well as could be expected. And then Denise Brown, I haven't heard from her for a while. I hope that she's doing real well. Well, I just hope you're all having a great time. I got to go to Red Sulphur this morning, and I've got to hurry back for the funeral of my brother-in-law, Alvin Willie, who passed away this past week. I talked to his wife, and she said he's had Alzheimer's for 18 long years. And I'll tell you, I know that it's hard to say, but it's a blessing when they go, because that's a long time to be in that condition. So we'll be coming back for the funeral at Provence this afternoon after going to Red Sulphur. So you be praying for that family, the Willie family. They've been great friends of yours. And Harry Payton, that was his wife, Madeline, that was her brother. And she passed away with Alzheimer's many years ago. So a lot of Alzheimer's going around today. So let's pray for all of those folks, and let's pray for you. And I hope that you're doing real well. Let's go right now and listen to this song. I hope you enjoy this one. Hope this one really makes your Sunday right.
Well, I've never made a fortune, and it's probably too late now. But I don't worry about that too much, because I'm happy anyhow. And as I go along life's journey, I'm reaping better than I've sown. For I'm drinking from the saucer, for my cup has overflowed. I ain't got a lot of riches. Sometime the going it gets rough. Oh, but I have a friend in Jesus, and that makes me rich enough. Now I thank God for all His blessing, and His mercy He bestows. For now I'm drinking from my saucer, for my cup has overflowed. Why, sure, I've been through some storms, and yes, I'm sure there's been times, well, when my faith must have gotten very, very thin. But you know what? It seemed like that one day, all at once, while those dark clouds moved aside and the old sun began to shine again. So Lord, help me not to grumble, help me not to complain about all the tough roads that I've had to hoe. Because now I'm drinking from a saucer, because thanks to you, Lord, my cup is now overflowed. And if I should go on living, and if my way gets steep and rough, I won't ask for other blessings, for I'm already blessed enough. May I never be too busy, Lord, to help another bear their load. And I'll keep drinking from the saucer, for my cup has overflowed. Yes, I'll keep drinking from my saucer, Lord, 'cause my cup has overflowed.
Yes, God is good to us. I mean, God is good all the time. God is good. And when our cup gets low, He will fill it up. And our cup is overflowing. I think about the woman in the Old Testament. Every time she went to the widow's meal, every time she went to the barrel, well, there was the food. God provided. You know, God is a God that provides. And I love to tell you that because I've lived that way all my life. I remember when I got saved that God said, well, son, you're going to have to live by faith now. And I trust God. I'm a man of faith. I believe in faith. I believe in the word of prayer. I believe in preaching. I love old-time preaching. I love good gospel singing, as you know that. And I miss Martha because she could sit right here with me and help me with the broadcast and help me do my singing. But anyhow, I play her tapes as much as I can, and that brings her back to me. So let's go right back down and listen to this song. And I'll be right back with today's message.
I'm only human. I'm just a man. Help me believe in what I could be, all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Help me today, do everything that I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Help me today, show me the way, one day at a time.
Or do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, as you're looking below, it's worse now than then. They're pushing and shoving. It's crowding my mind. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Help me today to do everything that I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Help me today, show me the way, one day at a time.
Sitting here thinking, that song is old. I don't know when that song came out, but that's an old song. But it's a great song. It's got a great meaning. So I hope you enjoyed that. Well, I hope you're doing well today. I've been praying for you. Hope you're praying for me. Well, let's go right now and go let Martha do her favorite song, the one that she loved to do. And I don't think I'm going to brag on her, because I don't think anybody could do this song like Martha did. The McCamus did it, and they done an awful good job on it. But she said, she sings it, and I love the way she does it. So let's go right now, let her sing that, and I'm going in to the message.
In here. Calvary's hill. Peter had denied him, they cried, crucify him, but he was in his Father's will. As he hung there in silence, my fate in the balance, I think back and I realize that he said, forgive them, and cried, it is finished. They were tears in my Father's eyes. And who put the tears in the eyes of the Lamb? Who plowed the head with thorns till it bled of the great I Am? And who drove the nails in his lovely hand? Down through the years, who put the tears in the eyes of the Lamb? Now who put the tears in the eyes of the Lamb?
Tried and failed than never tried at all. I'd like to say that again. I would much rather say that I tried and failed rather than never try at all. My subject today is, no, I'm not dead yet. If you're here and you're living, then you got a lot to be thankful for. They bring the dead to church to pay their last respect. They come because they're dead. Many sit in the church just as dead. Dead preachers preaching dead sermons to dead people. But today, I'm here to tell you, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. And because He lives, we can live also. Many are struggling, discouragement, defeated. Marriage is not working. At work, there's problems on the job. Children at home. At the church, there's problems in the church. No, I'm not dead yet. Tell somebody, no, I'm not dead yet. It isn't over until God says it's over. And the Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, but after death, the judgment. We're all going to face the grim reaper. It's appointed unto man once to die, but after death, the judgment. No, there'll be no second chance given. After we close these eyes in death, then it's all over. But it's not over until God says it's over. Many will take their own lives. Many are doing things that are destroying their lives, destroying their body, and destroying their mind, destroying their heart, destroying families, destroying one another. But you can say today, it's not over until God says it's over. You're still alive. That tells you it ain't over. But as long as you got breath in your body, that tells you it ain't over. In the text we find, man and woman fall 7 times, but rise up again. That's found in Proverbs 24. And we find that man will fall 7 times, but will rise up again. Many great men have faced failure and came successful. I remember that one of the greatest men that ever lived, he fell in business in 1831. He was defeated by state legislator in 1832. He failed in another business in 1833. He had a mental breakdown in 1836. He was defeated while running for Congress in 1843. He tried and was defeated again in 1848. Again, he was defeated in 1855. Ran for the vice president and lost. Defeated again for the Senate in 1858.
this man was elected the President of the United States. In 1860, President Abe Lincoln became the President of the United States. You just got to keep on trying. You know, the Bible said the devil may rage and he may come in like a great host against you. But when he comes in, God will lift a great high standard against him. The real price of success lies in the witness. It lies within us, the willingness to persevere. And you know, when you persevere, the devil can't stand that. In Romans, the Bible said in Romans 5 and 1 and 5, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have accessed by faith into this grace by which we stand and rejoice with hope in the glory of God. The definition of that is perseverance. We've got the perseverance. We can't quit. You know, a winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. To maintain the purpose in the spirit and the difficulties and the discouragement, you have to be perseverance. You've got to press in there. I have successfully relationship with God. There is a price to pay. It's a price that we must pay. Jesus paid the price. He said, not my will, but thy will be done. Father, into thy hands I commend thy spirit. People that have accomplished much will tell you it will not come without perseverance. That price that the average Christian will not want to pay, that price. You know, we don't want to live on Easy Street. We don't want no problems. We don't want anyone standing away. And we become malice. We become irritable and grouchy and complainables. But I do not want a pastor just to stand and preach to me the status quo. You see, the Brill Cream Church, I'll get out here in a minute, is not just a little dab will do you. We got to step up. We got to get up. We got to stand firm on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let God show you what He's able to do. We read in John 11 and 38 and 42, the story of a boy going to get a doctor for his daddy. His daddy is sick. The preacher said, oh, he's not sick. He just thinks he's sick. The boy went home, came back down the road, and the preacher said, son, where are you going now? He said, I'm going to the funeral home. My daddy thinks that he's dead. But it's not over until God says it's over. He goes to the graveside of Lazarus. They said, he's dead. For 4 days, he stinketh by now. And the master said, Lazarus, come forth. At the voice of the master, we can also come forth. We can be revived. We can be revived like the mighty eagle. I talked with a lady today, and she said, you know, I sometimes would like to just get along. I said, oh, like the mighty eagle. The Bible said, I would like to take a flight and into the heights where no one else is there. But we can't run away from this thing. This thing is real, and it's not over until God says it's over. You can't rise up until you fall. You've got to fall before you can rise up again. In Acts 16 and 25, it ain't over until God says it's over. You can't give up now, my friend. We've come too far to look back now. I like the Happy Goodman sing that song, I don't regret a mile that I've taken for the Lord. And you know, I don't regret a mile that I've taken for the Lord. God's been good to me. Jim, God has still been my rock, my sword, and my shield. He told me, he said, if I be for you, there is no power that will ever stand against you. We can stand firm to that today, knowing that if God be for us, there is no power that will ever stand against us. No, a failure, that the only way you can fail is to quit. So let's don't quit. Let's gird up for the battle, because the battle is not ours. It belongs to God.
I have heard once the bird has a broken wing. It will never fly higher anymore. Let me tell you
what I know. That's not always so. For once I lay helpless and so I fell from above like a wounded dove, with no hope of ever climbing again. But with grace from above and God's marvelous love, I'm flying higher than I've ever been. Higher than I've ever been. Higher than yesterday's sin. There eagles can't soar. I can see heaven's door. I'm flying higher than I've ever been. Well, I fell by the way, life's wounded prey. And oh, Satan, like a vulture, swept low. In my darkest hour, he came to devour what was left of my dying soul. As low as I could get, but God not finished yet. He seemed more good than I had ever saw in me. Now I live above the doubt, so high in the clouds that I can't see. I can see heaven's door. I'm flying higher than I've ever been.
My neighbor, that's our broadcast today. I hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. I hope you're praying for me as well as I'm praying for you. Father, I'm praying for my unseen audience. I know not the condition of everyone, but Lord, you do. You know their condition. You know their situations. So, Lord, I'm asking you to reach down right now and touch them by the power of Almighty God. I believe there's power in the blood of Jesus Christ, and there's power to save, there's power to heal, and there's power to deliver. So I pray that you will deliver and save the uttermost. I pray this prayer in Jesus' name. I do pray. Amen. Well, neighbor, I got to go, so I want you this week to sound right to me. Send me an offering if you can to help me on the radio ministry. That's what keeps me going here on the radio is you. This is your ministry. I'm only the speaker, so I'm praying for you. But until the same time next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
When Jesus was going away.
You can write to me, Box 2642, Matters Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Matters Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.
My brother, Terry. Carry. travel. Sometimes.